We have two dogs in our home. Aria is a 2-year-old puppy who definitely needs help with her portions. And Nala is a 10-year-old dog who is living a great life, and we want to keep feeding her well so she can hang in there with us for a lot longer. The Farmer's Dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. You can get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/vanished. Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners. I'm Liam Luxon, host of Status Untraced, a new podcast brought to you from the team behind Up and Vanished. It follows my investigation into the disappearance of Justin Alexander, a survivalist and world traveler whose life seemed like it was torn from the pages of an adventure novel. While some of Justin's friends and family believe he may have been murdered, it's not clear what actually happened. And a message he left behind just days before he vanished makes everything about his disappearance just strange. Check out this clip featuring one of Justin's friends and their recollection of their final conversation with him.
It was one thing that kind of made me feel weird about whenever he'd talk about his plans for India. And the more I've thought about it, especially over the years, it almost seemed like he was preparing for something because he wanted to be famous. He made that openly clear, like that was his end goal.
When you hear the message Justin left behind, when you hear about the remote and dangerous area where he went missing, when you learn about how the suspects and the police's efforts in this case all quietly started to fade away, you won't be able to stop wondering, what happened? From Tenderfoot TV, Status Untraced is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus to binge the entire season ad-free. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
I thought a lot of things, but what you just said, for me, you hit it. Making people fall in love with Crystal once they learn her story. Just looking at the pictures of Tara Grinstadt, you know, looking at her, it's like, wow, what a beautiful person. And then you read her bio and, you know, to read the stuff about her, and I didn't think of it this way, which really excites me in a sense, because Crystal was just a dynamic person. Yeah, she had problems and this and that and the other, but she was a beautiful, loving, you're obviously aware of, with a beautiful daughter, you know, I mean, oh, wow. I really like the idea about bringing her story forward and people falling in love with her. I think that's what's going to really get people. Boy, I can see this. Wow. Well, I think you're the team to do it, you know, Meredith and everybody else. So I just really look forward to what you're doing.
Up and Vanish presents a bonus episode series. This is Insight. This is Amy, Rodney's daughter, and essentially Crystal's sister.
Crystal, over a decade ago, dated my brother at the time, and they had a fairly long relationship. I mean, a couple years, I think. And then they broke it off, but like my parents sort of took her in as another child, basically. She was just in our life ever since.
Here's Mikey, Crystal's best friend from college back in Gunnison.
She got A's in college, always A's, and she partied. Me, I would take notes, sit in our dorm for hours, take it like just studying. I'd get B's, you know. She would just not even do homework and she would get straight A's. You know, she was very, very smart.
You know, she used to teach some classes at Western State, some tarot classes and like spiritual classes at our old school. She taught some independent classes for it. People can get credit, which was kind of cool.
If you're hearing some jingling noises, that's just Mikey playing with his keys.
After she had her baby, it was like pulling teeth to get her to go out, which I totally understand because the Crystal that evolved after she had her kid, she blossomed into a very, like, didn't really drink. She wasn't, she was vegan, vegetarian, all this other stuff. And then she was getting so into it that she would give me a guilt trip for drinking and not eating meat, okay? I'm like, girl. When I first met her, she had no piercings, blonde hair, and flowers in her hair. And then it evolved to all these tattoos and like colored hair. And then it transitioned to this hippie style of her. She'd wear just like fabrics and like cloaks over her hair, just very like mountain town hippie girl. The last time I talked to her, I was working on one of my deco stuff at the club and she called me and sounded different on the phone. She sounded really happy. It was kind of like a good, not like a goodbye, but just say, I love you. Hi, Mikey. How are you? I'm like, good. I'm making an alien spacecraft. Elvis is going to come out of it on stage. She's like, you would. And she just says, you know, wanted to see how I was doing. She's like, I know I haven't talked to you for a little while because it was like a couple months. And she just was saying, I love you. And I'm like, I love you too. And I was like, I'm going to call you right back. I was like, I'll call you right back after I'm done with this project. I have spray paint all over my hands. But yeah, that was the last time I talked to her.
She's the kind of person that would be misunderstood. To get a mental image of her, you can imagine a tattooed blonde girl, blonde long dreadlocks, tattooed, lots of piercings, gauged out ears, very outgoing personality, very sweet girl. But just on her looks alone, I think, you know, she had a hard time finding a job, of course, having a hard time fitting in, people taking her seriously. And I think she really wanted that. But if you got to know her, she was incredibly intelligent, really smart, super deep, really sensitive, very high morals, very high morals. Even though she liked to party when I met her, she was in no way a troublemaker. She was just loved to laugh and have a good time, and she did that a lot. We had been together for a couple of years, and we were at a pawn shop, and she just picked up a guitar and started playing Stevie Nicks. Blew me away. I had no idea she could even play a guitar. She never played during our first 2 years together, and all of a sudden she just picks up a guitar, starts playing some Stevie Nicks. And I was like, man, you play guitar? Like, where? I know. She was always blowing me away like that. She had like so many talents, so many more talents I'm sure I didn't even get to see yet.
Yes, that is Kasha singing in the background.
She was kind of a nomad because she never had one house. So she was always traveling around. You know, that's why she knows people in Denver. She knows people everywhere.
I met Crystal in 2006 in Gunnison. I had transferred my sophomore year of college there, and it was her second year, and she was one of the first people I had met.
This is Jenny. You may remember her from a previous episode.
We cut it off, her, Mikey and I, and Lucas and Sonny and Derek. Presto, you know, small mountain town, time stopped, and it was kind of similar in Gunnison, very middle of nowhere town. It was a college town. She left to move to Denver, like he did the same. Denver, me moving back from there, is a very small city, and it's a very, you know, you see a lot of the same people. There's a lot of homelessness. It's really easy, you know, if you have issues with sobriety, to get sucked in. And that had happened to her. And then when she got pregnant, she had totally reversed it. Eating organically and doing really great, happy with Elijah, and couldn't wait to have this kid. And I couldn't wait to meet Akasha. She was sober. She looked so good. You could just tell, like, she was on the right path. But it was kind of worrisome for me to hear how much she was detaching. She never really expressed where her demons came from. I don't think she wanted to come off as weak. But we knew, you know, we knew. We all knew each other's kinds of stories, and we didn't judge each other.
We had very similar lives in the sense that her mom is schizophrenic. My mom is schizophrenic. My parents were very well off. My dad built his own business. It became very successful. I was fortunate enough that my mom was able to get on some very good meds. She stabilized. Crystal was not lucky. Her mom was institutionalized. Crystal was pretty much on her own for a long time. So she and I connected in that way, and we talked about that a lot. And, you know, that's how we formed our relationship. It was really hard for a kid to see their mom like that, you know, but she wasn't around it like I was around it because her mom was institutionalized from it, and her mom was mean. Some people, it makes them mean. Other people, like my mom, her visions were of God, and, you know, she would speak to God and that kind of thing. We connected that way, and we developed kind of like a mother-daughter relationship.
I'm going to Mexico City, and it's going to be an awesome vacation, all thanks to Viator. If you're looking to book your next trip, Viator is your one-stop shop. They've done all the research for you, from classes and workshops, food and drinks, outdoor activities, sightseeing, cruises, tours, museums. Everything you want to do on a vacation is all right here at your fingertips by using Viator. Viator is the solution you need to ensure you plan the perfect trip and overall travel experience. Viator is a tool you can use to plan and book travel experiences all around the world. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences, so you can discover what's out there, no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in. Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means that you can plan something everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been there on the same experiences you're choosing. And if plans changed, there's free cancellation. Plus, Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know that you'll get the support you need at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use the code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I I knew she was from Gunnison. I met her exactly 10 years ago in Denver.
You may remember Danielle from episode 3. She was a roommate of Crystal's in Denver when they were in their young 20s. Here she remembers some of the things Crystal told her about her early life.
She told me she was also a ward of the state. And it was funny because we would literally be laughing about like her experience. Like she said about having her birthday party in jail. Like she truly felt, she said in the most oddest situation of being in jail, she felt connected with and truly felt loved when they gave her a birthday party. Because I think from growing up, it was a little bit more rough. The first thing that got me about Crystal was her laugh. But she did have that laughter, that very positive Buddha laughter. I'm telling you, that Buddha laugh, seriously, that's what it is, that giant belly laughter. I'm laughing because I can hear it in my damn head. Like, it goes through, yeah. I needed a roommate situation, and so I moved to downtown Denver. And I met her coincidentally, her and her boyfriend. They just bought apartments off of Colfax and Lafayette. It was like this old Victorian apartment. We were paying like $800. It had like 5 bedrooms in it. And it was like Gothic style. It was pretty cool. It was huge. It was massive. It had wood floors. They creaked. They were old. We believed it was haunted. We did have some interesting experiences there. I think she was very rebellious. She was a rebellious teenager, which that's what I think we all had in common. We had that rebellion in common. Crystal was all about the free lifestyle. Like, never could stay in a place at one time. I don't think we ended up in that apartment too long. I even live in that apartment. She was still trying to find a place to live. Like, we would be at a place and she's still looking for a place. Gypsy soul, for sure. Crystal was working at the Hard Rock Cafe on the 16th Street Mall. We liked to observe it. We loved people watching, that's what it was. She's a Scorpio, and Scorpios are incredibly intuitive. We would walk down the streets, that's kind of like a game we would play. We'd walk down the streets, and she would just stop somebody, and she would just read and just be like, this is what I feel about you. And their reaction would be like, that's kind of spot on. So, yeah. She definitely opened up my world to that as well. But we were always into that. We were always into going into that little world. And I know during that time it was impactful. She did it with me. She did it with me. I'm trying to think of something in particular she said. The things that she said I couldn't interpret at my age, but now I fully understand now. And yeah, it was pretty spot on. I always resonated with anything that Crystal said. I really did think she was very intuitive, very intuitive. One thing she said was, I wasn't awake. I didn't know what she meant by that, and she was right. Because I wasn't awake during that time. I think she always knew what was going on in my head. Scorpios always go through births and transformations, and they go through like hardcore rebirths and transformations. There is a beautiful darkness about a Scorpio too. I think she was a little tapped into some of that darkness a little bit, as well as some of that light. The last time I spoke to her, she said that she was trying to get in alignment, so she must have entered a period of darkness, which can happen sometimes when you're so tapped into those realms. And I think she was. We met up for lunch. That's probably the best I've ever seen her, because she was ready to be a mother, and she wanted to be a mother, and she was dedicated to being a mom. It changed her life like Olivia changed mine. I know that. She seemed like a very happy, pregnant woman. We were eating Thai food. We went out for Thai. I'm trying to describe her presence when she's happy. And like it will make you instantly smile. It's just very joyous. when we would reconnect, we would always go back to what's it like being a mom. She was so ready and wanted to be a mom. I mean, when she had her daughter and she's pregnant, I think that's the most happiest I ever saw her. Yeah, she was hitting me up all the time, yeah. More so Facebook, because her number changed, like, constantly. I have, like, 7 different Crystal numbers.
We've heard that.
Yeah.
And she didn't have the best, like, cell
phones. No, she didn't. So we had lunch, and then she, like, resurfaced again, but that's when it was in those messages. She said she wasn't feeling in alignment, and then I think a couple months later, Crystal disappeared. I don't remember who posted it, but I saw her picture and I was like, what? And I called the police to ask what information they had, and he was like, when you knew Crystal, was she using drugs? When we had lunch, she was glowing. She seemed like she had a direction. And then when I talked to the cops, and they make it sound like she's just like this drug addicted woman now that just took off. They said she had an apartment, and they investigated the apartment, and it didn't look like it wasn't ransacked. But the cops told me they basically just made it sound like she left her daughter and took off, and it didn't sound right to me. It sounded a bit off. They treated her like she was a bum. My gut told me that's exactly gut reaction. Yeah, she was just partier and just left her kid and. Yeah, it's the typical, that's Colorado, it's a little cowboy attitude out here, so it's a little judgmental. I feel like she's brown you guys here, I really do. Just not having any answers, like what you're doing is you're providing a lot of healing yourself.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What if your partner developed 21 new identities? Or you discovered that your friend who helped you through the darkest times was actually a conniving con artist? Or what if you began seeing demons everywhere, inhabiting people around you, including your son? What would you do? I'm Whit Misseldine, the creator of This Is Actually Happening, a podcast that brings you extraordinary true stories of life-changing events told by the people who lived them. In our newest season, you'll hear even more intimate first-person accounts of how regular people have overcome remarkable circumstances, like the man who went to jail for 17 years for accidentally shooting the person who tried to save his life, to a close friend of the infamous scam artist, Amanda Riley. These haunting accounts sound like Hollywood movies, but I assure you, this is actually happening. Follow This Is Actually Happening on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can listen to This Is Actually Happening ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Crystal, she called me Adj or AJ, but she'd call me Adj all the time. AJ ran together.
I also spoke to Danielle and Crystal's friend, AJ. They were all on the same crew of friends in Denver. AJ is the one who got that strange friend request from Crystal after Crystal had already gone missing.
When I met her, I was probably about 23, 24. We were all our early 20s. We all, you know, peers, tattooed, kind of alternative. And I think that's just what really drew us all together.
How would you describe Crystal?
Free spirit. She was just always into spirituality and into healing people and into positive energy and positive things. Light, she'd always talk about the light, and she was always just right there. Yeah, we all were there for each other. You know, we were each other's backbone and each other's strength. And, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. Her smile, her laugh, her voice. You could seriously hear her laugh a mile away and exactly know who it was. It was contagious, absolutely contagious. She was friends with everybody. She loved everybody. Even strangers, she was friends with everybody. There wasn't anyone that she wouldn't give the shirt off her back to. Super enlightening all the time. I always call her crystal clear. That was my thing of calling her, because every time she talked, everything was as clear as crystal. You could see through anything. Like she made so much sense about everything. Go talk to Crystal Clear. She'll help you. Yeah, she's very smart. And yeah, she's great. 5.5, 6 years ago, that was probably the last time I saw her. And I actually got to hang out with her in the same room. Just happy, like she always was. She was just super happy. I just knew that if she's missing, something bad happened, because she's too strong of a person to run from anything. You know, she's not just gonna go up and disappear unless like there was something that was really bothering her and she wanted to go for a weekend. Disappeared that long, especially without talking to someone, even a week or a month, that's unlike her.
I sat down with the Irvins, Rodney, Debbie, and their daughter, Amy. I wanted to hear a little bit more about Kasha and Crystal's relationship.
If Crystal had still been around, I could see Kasha would have been one of those given a lot of freedom and room to roam. But, you know, she was well-loved, and Kasha knew. You can tell when somebody knows they're loved. You know, it's hard not to give your kids, as they're getting old enough to eat, little treats and, oh, have some M&Ms, and, you know, want to give them those sugary things. Crystal was very adamant.
Yeah, she was.
She did not eat meat. Kasha wasn't allowed to have meat. To this day, well, she's a little bit spoiled now, but it was fruits and vegetables and a lot of noodles.
She'll take a bowl of blueberries over a lollipop any day. Any day. She just won't even eat it. It's like not of interest to her. And she eats so healthy and doesn't think anything of it.
The first Easter, when she wasn't an infant, so maybe a year and a half, I wanted to give her an Easter basket. They were staying with us at that time. I said, is it okay if I put something in there? She can have a few M&Ms, but that's it. You know, I could not load it up with chocolate bunnies and all the little junk that you always load kids up with on Easter. She got to have a few, and that was it. So she was very health conscious when it came to her.
And very.
The quality of what Kasha ate, and it wasn't just any fruits and vegetables. It was organic fruits and vegetables, and only certain juices and stuff like that.
Kasha never refused. Like, you know, with some of our nieces and nephews, it's like, Kasha, it's like, I'll try that, I'll try this, I'll try this, I'll try everything. She'll try a little bit of everything, which perhaps is just unique to it being a child, but I think her mom instilled in her to enjoy good foods, and so she was a lot more curious to try different good foods as opposed to our other nieces and nephews who don't even want, like, a quesadilla. She's going to carry on Crystal's legacy.
I mean, from the very beginning, her family just wants to find her. They suspect she's dead. If she was alive, there'd be a lot of questions, but they'd be overjoyed. We didn't try to solve this case. We tried to introduce our viewers, people in Colorado, to who Crystal was. She's this person with a daughter and people who love her. Just because she lives out in the middle of nowhere doesn't mean finding her isn't important. We just wanted people to care about her enough to care about finding her. People on social media are cowards. They sit behind their keyboard and they can type up nasty, mean things that they would never say to someone's face. They're just trolls. us in the media, we see it all the time. It doesn't matter what you do. There are trolls out there trying to disparage some of the greatest people out there. It's just part of the new anonymous game of social media. But I don't know whether they're real. Are they being serious, or are they just haters? Crystal may not have made all the best choices in life, but I challenge anybody to say that they've made all the best choices in life. That doesn't mean that she didn't love her daughter. That doesn't mean that she didn't want to improve her life. It's really unfair to disparage somebody who is very likely the victim of a homicide.
Why, hello there. Welcome to Radio Rental. If you're new around here and haven't heard, I'm your host, Terry Carnation. On Radio Rental, we play tapes of the scariest true stories you've ever heard. That's right, we've got real scary stories told by the people that actually experienced them. We've got stories of paranormal peril, near-death experiences, stitches in the space-time continuum, and more. Stories like these.
This person was looking for me. They start to take these long strides towards me. I was freaking out.
We started seeing it everywhere we went. It would be sitting there watching us.
I've never ran so fast in my life.
And it's all set right here at Radio Rental, the video rental shop of your worst nightmares. Radio Rental is available now. Listen 1 week early and ad-free on Tenderfoot Plus.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.